Now, our man who we had on Crunch Time on Saturday, and you'll get him most Saturdays on Crunch Time, by the way, noon to two, to have a bit of fun around the rugby league. He is basically what Mads Mikkelsen is to film. This man is to the Olympics. I'm pleased to say, begging for bronze, very own Brendan Cow joins us. G'day, BC.
G'day, Joel, mate. I've missed you. How are you going?
Mate, we're going great. We're going great.
I'm here too, Brendan.
Yeah, I thought we'd just go one at a time, Fletch, like I just did Joel, because I've got a lot of time on my hands, so I don't want to rush the greetings and put them into one.
Gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha.
And I see you both as individuals, as your own men, so I wanted to greet you, you know, in your own special way.
Oh, okay. No worries. No. Can I just ask, because I've obviously only worked 3 days, what is begging for bronze?
Well, funny that you asked that, because ever since
I'm only doing it because it was in the rundown.
Yeah. Ever since Edwin Flack competed in 1896, Australia have won a total of 504 medals at the Olympics. 504, 148 gold, 167 silver, 189 bronze. Now the logo is always we go for gold. Sometimes we strive for silver, but it's bronze we excel at as a country. And that's why this Olympiad, Oh No Tokyo 2020-2021, I think the campaign should be called Begging for Bronze. Now, leading the way already in this crusade, Brendan Smith, the namesake. I'm a guy that identifies as a bronze medal. Brendan Smith, Ian Thorpe identified the bronze dozzy by saying, the thing that's tough here, I have to point out, is if he had swum the time he did in the heat, he would have won the final. But what the torpedo didn't realise is that Brendo was begging for bronze.
Yes.
He was focused on the bronze, and he achieved a perfect evidence of begging for bronze. Emma McKeon added bronze in 100-metre butterfly with a new personal best. You can still do your best, Australia, and be begging for bronze. Australia also got bronze in the men's 4x100 freestyle relay. So over the next 2 weeks, I want to encourage listeners to text in their best bronzed Aussies, 1300 01 1170, reminding us of great thirds that have gone unnoticed, because there's nothing absurd about coming third. And at the close of the bid, Brendo's Begging for Bronze will announce the ultimate bronze Aussie team. So tweet us, you know, whatever you want to do with the hashtag Begging for Bronze, because I think there's a huge opportunity there for the bronze Aussies.
Well,
I mean, sadly, the women won gold in the relay and in the pool, and Kidmas is overachieving, clearly not focused on bronze.
Well, you know what we should do then? Let's just have our own list, because if we were just counting bronze, we'd be third.
Yeah.
We'd be behind China.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't we just do this? We'll just have our own. Are we going to ignore the gold, ignore the silver?
Where are we in the pecking order for bronze?
Okay, well, we'd be third. Yeah. We'd be in front of Japan.
As opposed to where we are now. Where are we currently?
We're fourth now. We'd be third.
Yeah.
Because the Seppos are going to two. We'd jump the Japanese for their little love hotels, and they'd be fourth. And South Korea, we'd be tied with South Korea.
And that's who you want to be tied with. South Korea.
Oh, a lot of tied up.
And
by
also,
South Korea.
doesn't it just lift spirits to know that we're coming third?
Yeah.
Hey, Brendo.
You know, doesn't it just feel good? Yeah.
What's the latest with the Matildas? You seem to be across that.
Yeah, a couple of nights ago, Joel, the Matildas lost to Sweden. They were 1-0 down. Then they were 2-1 up. And we're thinking, here we go. We're going to take down Sweden here. Then 4-2. Finally, and now to the Matildas' defence, the tall blonde Swedish women were extremely powerful. But our Sam Kerr, what an athlete. She did fail to smack it into the onion bag twice, once in the form of a penalty, a rare sign of human frailty from the Chelsea hero. But in my eyes, a necessary failure in what could be a brilliant beg for bronze for the Matildas if they make it through the group of death. I can see a third looming.
Yeah. Well, what about the men's triathlon? Because I watched the men's this morning. Not big humans by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they're slender. They're very slender, aren't they? And the Australian bloke, geez, he was the Tasmanian. He was very emotional. And, you know, at the end when he said, I'm going to be thinking about this loss for 3 years now. You think, geez, it really, the stakes are high for these blokes. And we've got to remember that. And the men's Olympic triathlon suffered a rare and embarrassing false start. You may have seen on Monday.
Yeah, what happened
half
there?
Half the field divided. Well, half of them went off, and then they went, oh, they're going to have to stop this. There was frantic action from Associated Craft, a mini flotilla. It was absolute chaos. And evidently they kind of ploughed on regardless, despite the alert horn. Now, the takeaway of this is I think Brisbane 2032 is going to have to look at getting some speakers underneath the brown snake, getting some robots, getting some screens down there. So I think Anastasia's onto it already, because we can't have that stuff happening. The brown snake, the Brisbane River is pretty brown already and murky. So we're going to have to look out, you know, for that going ahead.
What have you made of the skateboarding so far?
Oh, I loved it. How good is it? Now, I just want to say in skateboarding news, Fox Sports' Warren Smith, Wazza, tweeted, "If you walk past the best in Martin Place, you wouldn't give them a second glance. And compared to the half pipe in the Winter Games, it's as boring as bat poo." Well, Warren, negging out there, gnarly as dude, because I think the skateboarding was fantastic. Seeing these beautiful young people in their funky outfits competing in a custom-built grid and searing heat. Skating, gents, is back on the rise. You only have to go down to Sydney Park any afternoon, mask on, watch the youth on the bowl. I thought the tricks and the rounds were great event fodder, really, really Olympic-style stuff. The breakdancing, that didn't stand the test of time. But I really hope these gifted ex-criminals, these young men that were probably stealing from 7-Eleven 6 months ago, I hope they're in the Olympics for decades to come. It's great. Fingerboards are selling like hotcakes. People are saying fully sick again. Crowd favourite Jager Eaton. I don't know if you know him, the USA guy. He begs brilliantly for bronze. And he was like straight on the Instagram live on the podium. You know, so this is a very now event. And this could connect the kids and the cool cats and the millennials and the Gen everything's to the Olympics. So that was fantastic.
Yeah, skate or die. I was watching the girls this morning. I wasn't very impressed, actually, with the girls. One, the outfits. It was like a mufti day. There was no...
No compliance.
And they couldn't get past the first rail slide. I mean, it's the first thing you learn in the skate park is a rail slide.
Yeah, you've got to kick the rail slide. What were you like on the ball? Were you in the Power of Peralta? Because we're about the same age.
Yeah.
I grew up with Tony Hawk and the Power of Peralta. Were you in that too? Were you on the quarter pipe?
Nah, I never got on the pipe. I was just riding the skater down to the beach with your board, then go out in the water. That was my go-to. Yeah, a few tail slides. The ollies sort of started coming in before when I graduated out of the skating. But I've just got to pick you up on that. The girls this morning, I wasn't very impressed.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Well,
a 13-year-old, Nishia Momaji, wins first ever women's street skateboarding. So a 13-year-old, Brendan, has taken it out.
Yeah, God, isn't that amazing? And what do you do when you turn 14 then? Like, you're in your 14th birthday and you go, I've won gold. I'm in year eight. I mean, what's ahead of me? Like, where do you go from there? Where do you go from there when you've peaked by the time you've learned about algebra? Like, it's just amazing, isn't it? So many of the gymnasts, they're 16, 14. I think there was a 12-year-old competing yesterday. I can't remember what event that was. But in also staying with the youth, men's freestyle, Tunisia's Ahmed Hafnaoui.
Yes.
Not only stunned swimming superpowers with his gold medal performance in the 400-meter freestyle, he kind of didn't quite believe he swam that well after he'd won. He was looking around the aquatic center as if to say, who, me? Michael Phelps hailed Hafnaoui for his unbelievable swim, saying the 18-year-old Tunisian shock victory was a great example of how swimming at the Tokyo Games could go any way. It was likely to have a series of wide-open races. But in another jab to Phelps, the teenager declares it was Channel 7's Thorpedo, whose posters were stuck to his wall as a kid. Ariana Titmus's stablemate Jay McLaughlin picked up silver in this race. He begged for bronze. But he just got a few seconds wrong.
Hey, by the way, I'm just looking here. So the youngster who won the street skating, the Japanese athlete, well, you know what? She beat the Quinella were 13-year-olds. So the second place was also a 13-year-old. And the person who begged for bronze was a bit older at 16. So if they weren't so immature, maybe they were thinking bronze, but clearly they weren't. They landed on gold and silver. But that's they're saying it might be the youngest podium ever, 13, 13, 16.
That is unbelievable. And they're all going to celebrate by having a packet of chips and a Fanta and playing some Nintendo, I guess. But yeah, it was great. It was so hot on that ramp that even the Australians, like Ash Barty was like, this is too hot. The Australian skater, O'Neill, was like, this is too hot. So the local Japanese kid was like, no, I'm used to this. It was funny that, you know, there's lots of signs surrounding that skate park saying no skating. So it was incredible victory, but it is searing over there,
I wonder how many times.
I was saying,
Brendan, I wonder how many times that skater got to skate on that particular park too.
Ah, a bit of local knowledge.
Bit of a local knowledge.
I was shocked to see a lot of them didn't skate with any protective gear on. No helmet, no knee pads, no elbow pads.
I don't reckon that's, I don't think it's cool anymore. Because I remember when I was skating in Caringbah, Cronulla, in the kind of late 80s, early 90s, we'd all go to a bloke's house and then we'd all go as a crew and they'd provide the chips and the drinks and we'd all go and, you know, fang around thinking we were in Power Peralta. You know, we would have the shin guards, the elbow guards, the stack hat. Like, it was really late 80s stuff, high protection, you know, really full on. And now it's just like, jeans, T-shirt, like whatever. Like it's just so ultra relaxed and unprotected. But I think if you wear protective gear, you're not cool. And skateboarding is all about the cool.
Brendo, we've got to go because we've got the IMAR quiz coming up. Can you give us a first question for the IMAR quiz?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What famous singer has come into defence of the Norwegian uniforms?
Beautiful.
So she'll pay for it. What Norwegian singer are named after a colour?
Great question. But before you do go, Brendan, I just want you to do a bit of research and report back. I don't know if you know Australian table tennis player Jing Feng Lei. Well, she's 48.
Yeah.
She's 48. So I've gone from a 13-year-old to a 48-year-old lady with two kids, and she's into the third round. No one's ever heard of her. She's an Aussie. Let's get behind her.
That gives you and me a bit of hope, doesn't it? That we could still make it on the small table.
Yeah.
Her kids might be older than the skateboarders. That
might
be the case. They would be, yeah. So IMAR quiz coming up. We're going to be speaking to Brendan each and every day throughout the Olympics. So looking for that as we drive for gold. Brendo, thank you very much.
Begging for bronze, boys. Have a great afternoon.